morning?
I am good morning.
Well, I can imagine that you have shaking dirt out there today.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
Yes, that old thing.
Yeah, that was a big one, I have to say. I mean, we talked about one a couple of weeks ago, and that was scary. But this was, you know, at first it was announced at a 5.4.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, we talked about this as well, you never know which one it's going to be.
Right, right.
So when it starts, everyone panics, and it was really, really scary. But I will tell you, the last two earthquakes, my dog didn't notice.
Oh, really?
Yep. Nothing.
Really? Wow, nothing.
He hears the mailman two apartments buildings down.
Right.
He hears that and, like, panics. But earthquake, nothing.
Nothing.
Crazy.
That's weird. Wow.
Yeah, it was scary. And I don't know if it's because of that or just the weather's been weird, but the stars have been behaving very poorly. Let's start with Zac Efron.
Sure.
As you know, last week he was beaten up by a transient on Skid Row in downtown L.A.
Weird, yeah.
He says he was with his quote-unquote bodyguard, but that doesn't turn out to really pan out. They were sitting in a car near a bridge. They claim they, quote, ran out of gas, threw a bottle out the window, and then got beaten up.
Huh.
Now, the cops say Zach was highly intoxicated, which is sad.
Right.
But here's the new news on this. He says that he was on Skid Row at 12:30 in the morning because he was looking for sushi. That's his excuse.
Serious? Whoa.
This has inspired a downtown sushi restaurant to name a dish after Zach called Miso Lying. Yeah, that's about right. And a little insight into Zach, that, just so you know. I mean, Skid Row, by the way, you know, and obviously the sound of it sounds bad. It's worse than it sounds.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place. It's no reason to be down there at 12:30 in the morning.
Right, right.
There's no way that's
sushi
what he was doing.
Sushi or not, it's not worth it.
And also of note, I know two publicists who have worked with Zach, and they say he's incredibly sweet for what it's worth. A really nice, humble guy.
Right.
So he's a guy who needs help. Yeah. You know, I hope he gets it. It's a very different than a Bieber situation because this is a guy that's really, you know, like humble and nice, and it's just a shame that he's dealing with this.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a doggone it.
Quick thought on Gwyneth Paltrow, whose mom now reportedly says she wants her to stay together with Chris Martin.
Hey, okay.
You know, we didn't talk about it last week, how she called it consciously uncoupling.
Yes.
That's what she calls breakups. I have a name for breakups.
Yeah.
I call them surgically removing a moron. I think that's more fun. And quickly, Jennifer Lopez, speaking of morons, Jennifer Lopez's young boyfriend, Casper Smart, allegedly told J-Lo that her thighs were too big to wear the mini dresses that she wears on Idol. Girls and women, if you're listening to this, she is stunning. Her body is slamming. She's perfect.
Right. I was going to say, it's got to be over at some level with him now.
I mean, it's insane. If he doesn't get himself together, he's going to have conscious uncoupling with you know what. We'll all make sure of that.
Oh.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knoepfler.